dismal street, where we find a gloomy shopfront identified in grimy lettering as the Music Emporium. Although it is Christmas, the establishment shows no sign of festivity, and within its dank interior, sitting muttering to himself at his miserable desk, we find the proprietor. None other than Ebenezer Scrumpf.
Christmas? Don't talk to me about Christmas.
Yes, I wasn't talking to you.
If you're not going to buy anything, get out of the shop.
Never had this trouble with Harry Potter. Anyway. Yes. One dusty corner of the premises is labelled Piano Department. And at the piano sits Scrump's penniless clerk, Colin Crotchet. Dressed in shabby clothes and thin as a rake, Colin is very poor.
So you've heard him play.
Can I have the rest of the day off, please, Mr. Scrumpf?
What?
Colin was too poor even to have his own microphone.
Rest of the day off? No. But you can take a short break.
Oh, thank you.
Right, back to work. We have business to do. Look, customers.
Hello, Scrumpf. Nice to see you, Scrumpf.
Oh, it's Tim, Barry and Graham. I didn't expect the three wittiest men in all London. And how right I was. What do you want?
We are set upon purchasing some music we can play.
Then let me direct you to Mr. Crotchet. Incidentally, it may interest you to know that Colin has recently returned from a tour of Mexico where everyone was talking about his sheet music.
Tell me, Scrumpf, do you have a wide selection of popular melodies?
Yes, but here at the Emporium we only specialise in cheap music. So, customers, I'd like you to come up with the titles of cut-price versions of songs that might appeal to a penny-pinching old misery guts like myself. Customer Tim, will you start, please?
Would you possibly have a copy of Tea for One by Miser Linnelli?
You have Come and Look at the Window Box, Maud. Or I just called to say you owe me. Or I dreamt I dwelt in Marble Arch. By chance, do you have a 7 and 6 trombone? Or my old man said cancel the van.
Swing low, sweet Caricot.
How much is that doggy in the skip?
What luck. I don't have any of them. But before you go, was it you lot who spilt a gallon of black paint just outside the shop entrance?
A gallon of black paint?
Outside the shop?
Oh, dear, yes, it was. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Well, be off with you. And never darken my doorstep again.
How are we going? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Ah, peace at last.
Can I put a piece of coal on the fire?
No. You'll fill the shop with smoke.
That's because the chimney wants cleaning.
I'm not paying the chimney sweep to shove another boy up there. Use your big brush.
Right, huh? Oh, yes. Oh, mind that brush.
Oh, steady.
Well, there's your problem. It's full of chimney boys.
Can I get them out?
No. Wait till somebody wants to buy a boy band. Oh, what fresh hell is this?
It's the carol singers, Scrumpf.
Carol singers? And am I to suppose you're going to accompany them?
I am.
Oh, well, all right, as long as they don't sound Christmassy. Tell them they'll have to sing the words of one carol to the tune of something else. Let's try the words of Silent Night to the tune of Tequila.